USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bill Cosby's conviction for sexual assault is being overturned. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing his trial was tainted because it allowed for past sexual assaults to be presented. The 83-year-old Cosby released after serving 2 years of his 3 to 10 year prison sentence. President Trump is in Texas meeting with local officials about the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump saying Democrats are playing games and blaming Republicans for the surge in illegal aliens.
Where they're trying to say this is a disaster for them, let's blame the people that have really done something about it and can do something about it.
Trump joined by Republican Governor Greg Abbott and other former members of his administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Officials confirm 4 more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on the Hill are continuing to press on regarding finding out the origins of coronavirus.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are 3 labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research. And it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. That means lumber futures could post their worst month since 1978. The massive drop comes after the price of lumber hit over $1,600 per thousand board feet in early May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.